Anyway, I'm now joined by Joel Cunningham, who is going to speak about his latest exhibition running this weekend, featuring a wide array of works described as psychological weather systems. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me on, Eleanor.
That's a pleasure. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your artistic style?
Yeah, so these works in the show are going to be a bold and vibrant collection of paintings and drawings. And they feature works inspired by my two-year-old son's imagination, his chaotic sort of life, and the way that he puts stories together in his mind. I tried to express the chaos of that in these works. And you'll also find some dinosaur-human hybrid characters, paintings of toys. It will feature cartoon characters like Bluey, and they're all kind of put together in a sort of playful way.
Wow, that's a two-year-old being so inspiring for you. Like, before he was born, what was your inspirations before your two-year-old, you know, got in the picture?
So many things. Like, I started off with graffiti, so that was lettering, and also really inspired by cubism, tribal masks, African masks. I like works that are really raw in energy and expressive. And I kind of like to take these things and put them together, and also inspired by travel and so many things.
Okay. Well, talking about travel, is it 50% of your work proceeds, the sale of the proceeds, are going to Malawi?
Yeah, that's right. So my brother-in-law is from Malawi, and he's just such a kind and generous soul, lovely person. And he's always working hard to make money to support his community, Cape Maclear in Malawi. And basically, I just wanted to help him out, raise some funds for the community.
So does that mean your sister lives over there as well, or does she live here?
No, so my wife's sister
lives
here.
Okay.
And, yeah, they both live here, but he goes back there regularly to, he's got a house there that he's working on, but he also goes there to see his family, help out the community. He always packs, you know, two or three extra bags, as much luggage as he can, to hand out things like soccer boots, clothes, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So what's the, you know, general economic thingy-bob over there in Malawi? Like, how is it a very poor nation? I really don't know. I had to Google where it was. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
But what's the economic situation over there?
Yeah, so currently 71% of people are living below the poverty line. And they've also had a lot of challenges recently with floods and droughts, and COVID would really hit them hard because tourism is one of their sources of income. And so they've had it tough for a really long time. Any little help that they can get is really appreciated.
Yeah, well, it's a great thing that you're you know, donating your, you know, 50% of the proceeds. Now, I believe that this exhibition of yours is also a bit of a celebration of your 40th birthday. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So I saw my 40th coming up, and I just wanted to do something a little bit different, you know, rather than just your regular, like, hang out at the pub or go to a park or something. And I just thought this would be a great opportunity to show a body of work. My work's really fun and playful anyway, so my exhibitions usually turn into a bit of a party. So I thought, why not combine these things? I know my friends love it. Try and invite more of the public in here and get behind, you know, a really meaningful cause. And you know, give back for my 40th and make it about something, not just about me, but about something bigger than that.
Okay. Well, whereabouts can we find this exhibition of yours?
So the show will be on at Woodburn Creatives, which is at 1 Woodburn Street in Redfern, from 3 till 7 p.m. tomorrow, August 2nd. And then it's on one more day on Sunday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Okay, and you'll be there the whole time?
I'll be there the whole time, so I'd love to see you there. Please come along. Perfect thing to do on a rainy Saturday.
Sunday.
Or Sunday.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Joel. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that was Joel Cunningham, artist, and, well, and we talked about his graffiti. I think you need to come back another time and talk about your graffiti work. That was also quite fun to hear. But that's another day, I think. But we'll have links to Joel's work on our website and exhibition details. So check out there. And thank you for joining us.